Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by AARP. Jake is in Columbus, Ohio. House Republicans there appear to be the narrow winners of last night's special election, and they find themselves facing a conflicting political picture. On the one hand, they've won nearly every special election in the Trump era. Unemployment numbers are low, and private polling shows embattled incumbents faring well against their Democratic challengers. But, and it's a big but, incumbents are getting outraised. Sky-high and unsustainable spending has masked a tough political environment. History tells us Republicans are near certain to lose the House. And last night, Danny O'Connor appears to have come within 1,700 votes of toppling Troy Balderson for a seat that should be a walk for the GOP. This is all magnified by President Donald Trump, who boasts that the public perception of the 2018 electoral climate is wrong, and the Republicans could indeed expand their majorities come November. Here's what people are chattering about. Republicans avoided a multifaceted disaster last night. If they lost, money would have gone dry. Balderson's tight-as-a-tick victory should put all GOP incumbents on notice that this is a very challenging electoral climate. It's the second-tier candidates, the R-plus-5s to R-plus-10s, who need to watch their backs. Endangered incumbents are already well aware they have races. Here are a couple things to think about. Moral victories warm Democrats' hearts, but they won't win back power. This seat should never have been in play. John Kasich and Pat Tiberi were the last two Republicans to represent the district. If Democrats can make a bunch of seats like this competitive, they'll win some, and they can, of course, win the House. Nancy Pelosi found herself as the issue once again. Republicans say they had a tough time finding negatives to hit O'Connor until he appeared to open the door to backing Pelosi in a television interview. But keep in mind, they can't keep this spending up. The GOP has so far overcompensated for a bad environment and bad candidates by spending heaps of money. They spent $3.1 million in Ohio and $3.5 million in an unsuccessful bid to drag Rick Saccone over the finish line against Connor Lamb in Pennsylvania. There is simply no way they can keep doing that. The Washington Post has the big picture, writing that the Democratic Party's liberal insurgency has hit a wall in the Midwest primaries, where establishment candidates won over more liberal challengers in almost every race. For instance, in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer easily won the Democratic governor nomination over Abdul El-Sayed, a doctor backed by Bernie Sanders. Alana Shore and Heather Cagle are going to break down the results and what they mean for women candidates this cycle around 2:30 p.m. today. Send them your questions using hashtag AskPolitico on Twitter, and they might answer them in a Q&A. Follow us on Facebook to get notified when we go live around 2:30, and check out Politico's Women Rule Candidate Tracker for all the latest results. Brian Bender has a story on a leaked document showing that Vladimir Putin lobbied Trump on arms control when the two met in Helsinki. And Darren Samuelson has the latest from Rudy Giuliani, where he is now saying the obstruction questions are still on the table for a Mueller-Trump interview. The Manafort trial will begin again at 9:30 a.m. today. Rick Gates is still on the stand facing cross-examination. Manafort's attorneys expect to do another hour of cross-examination. Mueller's team hasn't said who they will call after Gates, though it is now clear they won't be calling all 35 of the witnesses on their original list. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Michael Cohen is under investigation for tax fraud. And a friendly reminder, we have begun our Playbook on the Road campaign, so tweet us or send us a photo of you, your friends, and companions reading Playbook this August to @PlaybookPlus using the hashtag Playbook Loyal on Twitter, or email them to Daniel at daniel@politico.com for the chance to be featured on Friday each week of this month. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.